A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. The story of the Exodus is building, so I'm not going to go on that. I'll leave room for my for those who will be here, because I won't. Do you know, this Gospel reading is one that is one of the prominent Gospels used for funerals. "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened." And when I was in the parish, I would give the people the choices of readings, and I pray they didn't pick this one. It fits, of course. It's been chosen. It fits, but it's not about dying. It's not about being dead, let's put it that way. It's not about being dead because, "Come to me, they're already there. Have rest, they're already there. Burdens, those are gone." Perhaps it can be directed more toward those who are mourning, which is often where I'll try to push it. Because this gospel is very much about living. But then there's also the misunderstanding that, "Come on and take a break." Where Jesus is saying, "Listen, I know you're worn out. Come on. I'll give you rest." Meaning, take your time off. Not quite. That's not what being a disciple is about. It's saying, "Okay, Jesus, it's all yours. I'm taking a break." You can tell now where I'm going is that it's realizing, "Jesus, I'm not doing it alone. And if I'm not doing it alone, if I recognize that you are doing it with me, I can do it. And I can do it with energy. I can do it with joy. I can do it with life." I had a serious fall very recently around this gospel. I'm coming here and going to Wisconsin also as a result of burning out. I was pastor of our parish in Chicago, and I didn't ask for help because I could take care of it all. I could do anything, and I could ride it out and figure things out. And I couldn't. And didn't. There's a whole saga story that I can tell you, because I wasn't alone in the whole reality. But where what I learned, and I suppose it's time in my life to learn that. I think early 60s is when the wisdom begins to hit, I think. To ask for help is to recognize that the power of God is not centered in me and my experience, because I prayed a lot. I did a lot of, "Oh God, God, what do I do next? God, you're with me. God, you're with me." But I never let go. I never took the yoke. I thought I was taking God with me into meetings. I thought I was taking God into me, with me, as I went down into the cellar of a 160-year-old church that was leaking. I wasn't. I believed that God was there, but boy, the work was up to me to take care of. And it didn't work. I'm praying that I have learned the lesson, particularly in light of this gospel that we hear today, because I'm still feeling burdened. I'm still feeling weak. But I needn't continue that way alone. It ain't going to go away. It's not going to go away real quickly. It's not a snap of the finger thing. I learn slowly. I have a pretty, is it lower high learning curve? High learning curve. Low? Whatever. My learning curve stinks. That's where I need to realize, to remember that the yoke is easy and the burden is light. I'm going to find it. Just got to keep it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, what did they say? Three strikes and you're out? This is my third final liturgy. And before my last final lesson, I just really want to offer a word of thanks. You've given me all kinds of compliments, and I appreciate those, but you have been more helpful to me than you'll ever know. I'm in a re-entry process, and this has been a great place to have those early steps. So thanks so much. You are going to be in my prayers.
You'll be missed.
Oh, yes, thank you. I hope that too.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass is ended. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.